Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 74 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm your host, Keneally Roberts. Moorhead residents will see a return of a popular event next month. A long-awaited dam removal in central Kentucky is now underway. Officials with one of the region's community and technical colleges are planning to lift COVID-19 restrictions this month. Over 250,000 Kentuckians have entered the state's Shot at a Million initiative. A federal lawsuit claims a disabled student did not receive adequate support from Fayette County schools during the pandemic-caused closures. In sports, a Moorhead State baseball player has been named Freshman All-American. 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low around 68. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news. Moorhead residents will see the return of a popular event early next month. Fazoli's Freedom Fest was canceled due to the pandemic last year, but now it's back and scheduled to get underway on July 3rd. The Independence Day festivities will get underway at 4 o'clock. Food and beverage vendors will be present, as well as live music being played at multiple points across the festival. Tony Pence is the executive director of Downtown Moorhead Incorporated. He says the organizing process this year has been met with much eagerness.
Our people are anxious for it. There's been some attrition with people that do that sort of thing, vendings and concessions. So that's been a little tough getting the same numbers of those that we've had in the past. But I look for, by the time we pull it off, to have, 20-plus food and beverage vendors.
The day will also mark the grand reopening of the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, which will be open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Fireworks will be shot off from the Don Greenhill City Park at 9:30. While the Martin County Water District has made continued improvements in the past few years, there are still residents outside the district who must still find other ways to get their water. Sue McGinnis is a resident in rural Martin County. She tells Spectrum News her family has to take what they can get and make it all count.
We have a water shortage. We depend a lot on rain because that's what I get for my wash water, and I wash my dishes with it. And I've got, like I said, barrels. I got one sitting over there, pollen and things. When it's got pollen season and stuff out and gets on the roofs and things, it turns the water black. So you can't do nothing but flush your commodes with it then.
McGinnis and her husband also acquire water from a token machine once a week on the Martin-Johnson County border. But that was recently broken for a period of nearly 3 months. She says it's all part of an ongoing battle for water access. The long-awaited removal of a dam along Elkhorn Creek in central Kentucky is now underway. The dam at the Beam Suntory Bourbon Distillery has long been known as a dangerous obstacle on one of Kentucky's premier whitewater paddling creeks, and it has caused the death of several paddlers, including most recently in 2018. A decades-long campaign by local paddling organizations to have it removed was finally successful in late last year. Canoe Kentucky co-owner Nathan Deppenbrock was among those involved in the effort.
Dams are very, very dangerous. They're drowning machines. They just have this very strong man-made recirculating current. And by getting rid of that, we would be comfortable operating trips up there again.
Deppenbrock says workers with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are currently working on the dam removal, which will be completed later this month. Big Sandy Community and Technical College officials plan to lift all COVID-19 protocols beginning June 14th. Campuses will operate with full in-person access. Changes are based on the CDC recommendations. Healthy practices will still be encouraged, such as washing hands and isolating when sick. People are encouraged to wear masks as they deem appropriate. There are no social distancing guidelines. BSCTC plans to offer a robust in-person academic schedule for the fall. Online and synchronized courses will also be available. For information regarding the summer or fall semesters, visit the BSCTC website. More than 250,000 Kentuckians have put their names in the hat for free education or $1 million in return for getting a COVID-19 vaccine. Governor Andy Beshear announced the Shot at a Million initiative last week, which will make three Kentuckians ages 18 and older millionaires and provide free college education for 15 youths ages 12 to 17. Beshear says he believes the initiative should inspire a significant increase in vaccinations. The Courier Journal reports as of Monday, just under 2.1 million Kentuckians have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, but only about 12% of the vaccinated population has entered the contest so far. Drawings will be held on July 1st, July 29th, and August 26th, and the winners will be announced the following day. To enter, visit govstatus.egov.com/shot-at-a-million. A federal lawsuit claims a disabled student did not receive adequate academic support from Fayette County during the nearly year-long closure of public schools. The Lexington Herald Leader reports parents of a disabled child are taking the district to court over the level of instruction supplied to their student during the pandemic. The suit claims the school system did not provide accommodations or timely information about missing assignments. The child is identified in the documents by the initials AV and last attended Tates Creek High School. District officials tell the Herald Leader the allegations are not true and should be dismissed. The school board argues the child's special learning plan was approved and implemented to the extent possible during the pandemic closures. It also says the parents did not request additional accommodations. Fayette County schools were shuttered between March 2020 and February 2021. Kentucky's Labor Cabinet Secretary is retiring at the end of the month, and Governor Andy Beshear has named his replacement. WMKY's Tanner Boyd reports.
Governor Beshear announced earlier this week Larry Roberts, a 33-year veteran of the Labor Cabinet, would be retiring at the end of June to spend more time with his family. Roberts began his career in state government in 1973 as an investigator with the Labor Department. Set to head the cabinet now is Jamie Link, who most recently served as the executive director of the Kentucky Communications Network Authority. Link began overseeing the Kentucky Wired project in March 2020, with that project set to be completed this October. He also served as deputy chief of staff under former governor Steve Beshear. For WMKY News, I'm Tanner Boyd reporting.
A federal infrastructure bill may be on the ropes, but Kentucky's top transportation official says he hopes Cincinnati's Brent Spence Bridge will be a top candidate for improvements, no matter the size of a funding package. The heavily traveled artery connecting northern Kentucky and Cincinnati was labeled functionally obsolete decades ago, but the strain on the structure remains. In all, the bridge regularly handles twice the amount of traffic it was designed to carry. Kentucky Transportation Secretary Jim Gray calls the bridge the poster child for infrastructure in need of attention.
6% of the GDP of the country crosses that bridge every day. That's a huge number.
President Biden's preferred infrastructure plan proposed fixing the 10 most economically significant bridges in the nation. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, locally made crafts, education materials, and yarn shop, a community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop are open Monday through Saturday, online Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Anti-abortion rights organizations are going to court to remove a newly approved buffer zone surrounding Kentucky's only abortion clinic. WUKY's Josh James has more.
Don't listen to the wicked counsel of these orange-vested people.
EMW Women's Surgical Center in Louisville has long been the epicenter of the abortion debate in Kentucky, with protesters clustering near the entrance and hoping to persuade patients against undergoing the procedure. The demonstrations are part of Sisters for Life's ministry, according to the Northern Kentucky organization. It argues in a lawsuit that the city's new ordinance creating a safety zone separating protesters from patients isn't constitutional. The group, along with the Kentucky Right to Life Association, is taking the matter to U.S. District Court. Louisville station WDRB reports the city has agreed to postpone enforcement of the buffer zone rule until July 16th while the case is heard. Supporters of the ordinance say the 10-foot separation is necessary to ensure the safety of those entering and exiting the clinic. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
A recently unsealed federal indictment reveals Lawrence County Attorney Michael Hogan and his wife, Joy Hogan, were indicted on several federal fraud charges. Mrs. Hogan, who is also Mr. Hogan's legal secretary, was charged with one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud. Mr. Hogan faces that charge alongside a further 9 counts of wire fraud and 5 counts of federal program theft. According to WKYT, the indictment alleges that Mr. Hogan paid his wife more than $365,000 from a second tax account from the Lawrence County Attorney's Office between March 8, 2013 and April 30, 2020. The Hogans could receive up to 20 years in prison and a fine of no more than $250,000 or twice the amount of gain or loss if convicted. Mr. Hogan faces an additional fine of no more than $250,000 for federal program theft charges and potentially another 10 years in prison. Both individuals were scheduled to be in court this week. And taking a quick look at sports this afternoon, Morehead State's Jackson Feltner has been tabbed a freshman All-American by Collegiate Baseball. WMKY's Leanne Akers has the story.
Hailing from nearby Louisa, Kentucky, the Ohio Valley Conference Freshman of the Year ranked second among all true freshmen in Division I with a .390 average. Feltner's season stats included a .652 slugging percentage, .452 on-base percentage, 64 hits, 11 home runs, 10 doubles, 42 RBIs, and a .981 fielding percentage at first base. Feltner was the fifth freshman in program history to hit double-digit homers in a season. He's the first to hit 10-plus homers as a freshman since Taylor Davis in 2009, and now ranks tied for fourth in program history in freshman season homers with 11. 10 of his 11 long balls came versus conference teams. He was one of only two OVC players to rank in the top five of the three major slash lines. He's also put together 19 multi-hit efforts and 12 multi-RBI performances. For WMKY News, I'm Leanne Akers.
And now taking a quick look at your region's weather forecast. Tonight, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low around 68. Tomorrow, an 80% chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a high near 81. Tomorrow night, an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low around 68. Friday, an 80% chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a high near 81. Friday night, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 66. And for your Saturday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 85. And that's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today, we had help from Leanne Akers, Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Harry Stambo, Jonathan Burton, Shamari Mosley, and WUKY's Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY, Morehead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at wmky.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Keneally Roberts for WMKY News. Now back to All Things Considered.